Hello again. This is Mellow Max, and I am joined by Groovy Georgia on one of the mics.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
Are I'm very you? Confused by all the cords and things, but
Yes. And one of the microphones is missing.
Oh my gosh, what a delight.
Oh wait, no, it was just moved over there. Okay, we got them all. I think that one's a bit wonky though. Maybe they fix it. Who knows? Everyone can hear her, and that's what counts.
This is going to be a good one, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Off to a good start.
Oh, yeah, so this is Mellow Max in Groovy Georgia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 8 o'clock. The show is highly recommended, and it's full of music that Mellow Max and Groovy Georgia recommend to you quite highly. We have some classics and then some new and weird stuff. And is your mic level wrong or are you just not plugged in? There you go. Try that. Can you hear now? Is it too loud?
It's much better.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
And the volume's right there if you want to.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love the trucks going by. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys do too. I was trying to find background music and just couldn't do it. But we're gonna start the night off with we've been to two of America's great cities in the past couple weeks. We started off in New York, and then we came up to Boston, and then we went all through Vermont. Lots of cute little towns, but no cities. What do you think, Georgia?
It's very cute. It's been good. It's my winter break at the moment, so having a couple weeks off school to just like do nothing in Vermont, like, it's the dream, isn't it?
And be warm.
And be warm. Oh, and go swimming.
Yeah. So
good. Farmers markets. Wholesome. Just, guys. Do yourself a favor and make sure you have that experience. You probably already have, but if you haven't, like.
And go fertilize your plants.
Love your plants. Get plants if you don't have them.
And if you do, seriously, like, I'm thinking about one of my plants right now. I was like, I should water it this morning. I was like, oh no, it's the fertilizer week. And I was like, I'll do it later. And I'm just, it's going to have to wait till 10, maybe 10:30.
Your poor neglected child, Max.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I'm looking forward to how it's going to look in the upcoming week with that new, like, you know, nice, what is it? I think I have, like, a 10-10-10. Oh, yeah.
Nice. I don't know what that means, but we're plants, dude.
It's, like, 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus. My dad's going to text me and be like, no, it's 10% this, 10%, and 10% something else. Maybe calcium?
Really good stuff for your plant, and at just the right levels and percentages.
You still need to mix it with water. You gotta dilute.
Oh, you gotta dilute.
Pretend it's like, just like Dr. Bronner says, dilute. That's the peppermint soap, the tingly
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, we should bring one. I should bring one of those in sometime and just read off
the label.
Of it. Yeah. They'll look it up online. Very wacky. Anyway,
what's our first song gonna be?
Our first song,
Mellow Max.
We were Groovy Georgia. We were talking about some of America's great cities.
Yeah.
And we had New York, Boston, and you know what else is a great city? Chicago. So we're starting it off with Chicago. Pretty clever, right?
Yeah.
Here is 25 or 6-4. I'm sorry, I must reset the board.
I'll sing you guys a little resetting the board song. Resetting the board. Max is resetting the board.
It turned off working. Your mic. Hang on. What mic did it put you on? All right.
I turned off my microphone. It's still off, I think.
Yeah, it's just not. What? Let's.
Technical difficulties.
Go over to that one.
Okay.
What? Why would it do that? Goodness.
Hello. It's better.
So much better.
Shall I continue with the... He's fixing the board and he's switching switches and levels around. Yeah. and it looks really confusing and I don't understand, but I bet it's a really cool thing that he's doing. Woo. Yeah, yeah. Are we good to go?
We're good to go. Woo.
PSA now, or we just, I don't know.
First, I just want to say, like, thank you. This is such a cool, upbeat song. Great voiceover recommendation.
Yeah?
Yeah. Big fan. This song is called Signed, Sealed, Delivered by the Fearless Flyers. And up before this, we had Love Shack by the B-52s, Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, and starting off the hour 25 or 624 by Chicago. Now,
heck yeah.
Groovy Georgia with a groovy PSA.
Oh, this is so groovy, you guys. You know, if I lived here, I'd probably do this, honestly. Here we go. Be a big brother's, big sister's volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports. You guys. Play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS. It's B-I-G-S if you need. Or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. That sounds really cute, you guys. You can make a little kid's life, like, that much better. So if you're not sure what to do with your time, oh my gosh, do it.
How cute, how sweet, and so easy. Visit their website and learn more on the web.
The big old wide web. What's the third W for? World Wide Web, never mind.
Bingo.
There's two W's in worldwide.
Oh, what if there weren't? What if it was just one word? Worldwide. It could one day. The Romantics. What I like about you,
ooh.
Georgia.
Oh, what I like about you, Max.
Oh, where to start? We'll go over it
in
with
private.
The mics off.
Not just kidding.
What was that?
Never mind. Go.
Oh, no. G-rated. All of it.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
I like about you. You really.
George is making a face right now.
What is this song?
This is Last Train Home by the Pat Metheny Group.
Thank you, Mellow Max.
You're welcome, Groovy George.
It's just stirring up something within me.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. This song is, I made you watch the first episode of a TV show. And the final credits in that TV show, the end credit song, was Yes's Roundabout. But when you get to story arc 3 or 4, this song is in the credits.
Oh.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
So we were just deciding what to talk about just now, and we're not entirely sure, but so that's fun. We've had a good day. We got on a ferry, and we went to Spectacle Island.
Bingo, because they looked like glasses at first.
Yeah, like the shape of the island is kind of...
like a spectacles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Spectacular.
And we wandered around. We weren't quite brave enough to go swimming because it was a kind of grey day today.
And a rocky beach and lots of sea glass. Georgia found a really cool piece of sea glass. Of course, it's a heritage-ish thing, site, so you're not allowed to take any of the sea glass.
Yeah.
Which is okay, because then someone else can have the joy of finding it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's basically what we did today. No! Okay, you guys, you know when you just have a craving for something all day? That's an exaggeration. A few hours of the afternoon, I was just craving sangria. Sangria?
Hmm.
I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong and offended people. But, oh my gosh, I was just craving a sangria. And we found this cool wee place where they gave us free chips and salsa.
Yes. Yes, they did.
And the sangria was great.
It was.
And... let me tell you, I love my food, as Max can agree with.
Oh, yeah.
I can go from a grumpy sad boy to a happy chappy. And boy, it made me a happy chappy. So I just thought I'd share that with you all. That was an exciting thing that happened today.
See, when you started talking about something exciting, I was like, oh, is she going to mention that we went on 3 of 5s? How many is it? 3 of 4... No, 3 of Boston's 5 transit lines one day.
That was pretty cool.
Made 2 transfers, only had to walk 1 minute. Talk about efficient.
It was efficient.
We went red to green to blue, bam, right there at the waterfront.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, honestly.
We're pros now, basically, so.
We just need to get you on the orange line and we've done it all.
Can be tomorrow's adventure
to Chinatown.
If anyone is listening and they have a suggestion for an adventure,
especially on a rainy day like it looks like it's going to be tomorrow,
yeah, I mean, we have ideas of what we want to do, but if there's something cool and quirky that you're like, oh, this is a fun thing that I discovered this one time, call in. Maybe
855-915-9636. 855-915-9636.
Or just call us. I mean, like,
yeah, you know,
on
like
text
if you know us, yeah.
You just give us text, yeah. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. What ifs?
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah, so that's the story with that. And did I announce the songs? I don't think I did. Before this, we had Genesis with That's All, The Beatles with I, Me, Mine, David Bowie's Heroes, and The Romantics, What I Like About You.
It's a good set of songs. We had a wee boogie.
Yeah, oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Did we dance?
Oh, we danced.
Coming up next, we have a song from Little Shop of Horrors, which I've been told by many people that I've need to watch it, and George was like, all right, we're watching it
because it's one of my favorite musicals, you guys, so we watched it.
So good.
If you want something just wacky, just watch it, please. The 1986 version, I think. What are you giggling about, Max? Is that what I did?
Yeah, I'm going to actually pause the music.
You need to understand this meme.
Oh, such a good meme. Let's pull up the internet a little bit here. Oh, what's this? Oh, yay.
This is really cute.
Shout out to Sammy.
To Sam. Thanks, Sam Della. You're a babe. I hope you're doing well. It's really cute. She just shared a thing. The Musical Theatre Club in New Zealand. We have a Snapchat group, and she just put on, thanks for them to listen.
Baby covered in peanut butter.
Hell yeah.
All right. So this is a great, great video.
Do we need to do like a visual audio description?
I think we may.
I'll give you a little bit of a description. So a mum walks into a room and she finds her children covered in peanut butter.
Yeah, absolutely
covered. So
that's
basically all you need to know.
Basically, yeah, I'd say. Let's, for some reason, my laptop isn't playing the internet sounds. So let's fix that right now. Yeah. Volume mixer. I know what to do. All right. We're all set. And now just listen to this cute video. If you want to look it up, you can look up 3-year-old completely covers baby brother in peanut butter.
What have you been doing to your brother?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Look what happens when Big Sis is left alone with her baby brother and a jar of peanut butter.
No.
She covers him head to toe. 3-year-old Emily is happy with her masterpiece. Mom, not so much.
Emily, you're an artist, but let's not do this again, okay? Does it feel good? Yeah? We have to go give you a bath now. Oh, okay, let's come see this side. This is another view. Oh, you're beautiful.
Be sure to watch Inside Edition.
All right, I think we're all here together. Alexis, are you still there?
I'm still here. Max's dad is in space, and I don't know what is.
Hi, Alexis. How you doing?
Hey, I'm so good. How are you, Georgia?
I'm so good. This is exciting. Yay, technology.
Yay, technology. Welcome back to America.
America.
Don't leave us. You're the best thing we have.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, lots of patriotism. Had some great 4th of July fireworks. Did you see the fireworks there in D.C.?
I watched my rooftop, but it was a little political this year in D.C., so I missed Trump's flyover.
Yeah, that's the news story headline that we saw today about how he bankrupted whatever fund.
The security fund or something.
We love that.
Gotta love it. So
I cooked salmon in my house instead, so pretty patriotic 4th of July.
That's great.
How did you make your salmon?
In the oven.
Ooh.
I went to the grocery store. I bought one of those giant ones, you know, like for $20.
Oh, yeah.
Lit.
I'm like still eating salmon. I put it in the oven at a hot 350 degrees.
Ooh.
Got them nice and toasty.
I can only imagine that it was...
Marinated in some soy sauce.
Ooh.
You didn't tell me I was coming on live air to do some porn, Max.
Do some what?
What?
I'm not sure what you said. But have you seen that video with the baby covered in peanut butter?
I think so. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well the mother comes in and she's like, "Is that good?" And the baby just looks up at her and goes,
So, like, that's how we've been communicating.
It's a good reaction meme.
The past few weeks, just you going, too? Ah, yeah.
You've been covering each other in peanut butter.
Everything but.
For so long. You have very healthy communication skills.
Ah.
I hope neither of you have a peanut allergy.
No, thank goodness we don't. I don't know. Alexis, I don't think you've heard about this, and I'm sure that the people listening haven't. Georgia, should we talk about Winker Blink?
Oh, okay.
I have heard about this. It is the most adorable thing ever.
Well, stop.
You should explain it to all the people listening.
Georgia and I probably FaceTime like a good, I want to say like 40 hours a week. I can't be right.
It's a full-time job. Yeah. No, at least once a day. And I don't know. It is exciting talking to Max, but sometimes, you know, spice things up a bit. Yeah. So we came up with a game where you only have half of your face in the frame of the camera, and then you wink or you blink, and the other person has to try and guess whether it's a wink or a blink. And it's actually really fun.
Yeah, and it's very cute. And it doesn't sound like fun, but the next time you're FaceTiming someone, I'm telling you, try it. It's a much larger challenge than you would think.
Can I, if you don't mind me exposing your secrets, what is part of your strategy of detecting the wink or the blink?
Ooh, like how much of your face scrunches up. Like,
definitely.
You know, if you wink, it kind of takes more effort and like muscles on that side of your face, you know? So you got to like try and do it really chill without moving your face.
Or you can over exaggerate your blinks so that it looks like a wink. And just do like a really dramatic two-eye blink.
But isn't,
and then, is that,
isn't was, that just like forming a relationship off of deception, Max?
Wow.
Is this
speechless.
Dr. Phil that we're talking to? What's going on?
Actually, yes. It's not me.
Is this an intervention? What's happening?
I'm just saying you guys are winking and blinking before marriage, and it kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Only blinking in this good, pure, wholesome studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's interesting because it just feels like we're having a phone call, like we're catching up.
Yeah.
But who knows who's listening?
Yeah. Who knows
parents.
How many people?
Yeah. So that's fun.
Maybe Dr. Phil really is listening.
Oh, I would not like that.
I don't know. I am a fan, honestly.
Yeah?
I'd want him to tell me all the things that are wrong with me. Analyze me.
That reminds me of a fun song. I don't know if I want to play it. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. They're coming to... I've played it
before.
Oh, that
one's sad.
Yeah, it's scary. Anyway, Alexis, thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoy
Absolutely.
The show.
It's been a pleasure.
And enjoy your salmon.
Yeah. And I hope to visit you in DC soon.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to see you and Georgia if you're here. I mean, if you want to fly from New Zealand to come see the nation's capital.
I mean, yeah, got to at some point.
We can hold off for you, Georgia, at least till the next president.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll be within the next couple of years and not, you know, like 5 or 6. Anyway.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
Yes, so have a good night, Alexis.
Bye, good night.
Bye. Well, wasn't that nice?
Yay, friends!
Yay! Thanks for calling in, Alexis. And here is the We can play something by Rent maybe later. But Little Shop of Horrors, new Broadway cast with Skid Row Downtown. This is Mellow Max in Groovy Georgia. You're listening to 91.5
FM.
You want to do it? It's on the wall if you want to read it. Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is... Okay. This is Groovy Georgia and Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo! Radio, radio. Here's Skid Row.
I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill.